って。
No, we were almost on topic for a second there, and then Aiden's like,
motorboats. Maybe we're talking about motorboats today. You don't know.
I do know. I was here. I made this list.
You made it here?
No.
Aiden, he's breaking into the church.
God damn. When no one else is here, I come and masturbate in the foyer. That way when I'm screaming, oh God, he can hear me.
So much for fucking staying on topic. Holy shit. Oh my god.
Oh.
Okay.
So, welcome to the first episode of what we're going to call the wish list. Every couple of weeks, we're going to come on and somebody's going to have found six things that have come out in the past 2 weeks. Usually it's going to be like tech or games or stuff like that, but maybe we'll change it up in the future. My name is Spencer. Tell him what your name is, Giggles. Fuck it, what's your name?
Giggles here is Aiden. And I'm Gavin.
And, so this is going to be the first episode of our podcast. We are clearly not pros, but you know what? We'll figure this shit out along the way. So, do you want to just get straight into it?
Yeah, sure, we'll start off properly. All
right, let's fucking go. So what's the first item?
The first thing here is the Winesburg Care Kids.
Oh my
God. It's a concept for campers that are designed to be like children's like forts in their houses.
So it's a mobile home.
It's a mobile pillow fort, man.
It's a mobile pillow fort.
Fucking yeah. Right.
It's a mobile home that looks like a children's like pillow fort.
Yeah, it's an RV that looks like children's.
Okay, how much? Like, let's see this thing.
Oh my god.
So it's made by Winesburg?
Winesburg, yeah.
Winesburg Care Kids.
Oh my god. We're not going back to this.
What are you talking about? It's spill proof, apparently.
Yeah. It's designed for children, since most RVs are designed for adults.
Oh, so it's like rounded, like safe. Oh my god, the beds have like African safety nets like, on the side so they don't fall out.
What makes those African safety nets?
It's like the bug net thing, except it's on the side.
That's so not a bug. That's like a fucking crib.
You know, actually, it looks like a badminton net. What am I looking? Is that double decker toilets? I'm not.
No, that's it's not a Nova Scotian toilet.
What is that then?
I think it's a sink right over top the toilet. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
What is it? I don't even know.
All I know is you put your feet.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
No. That's like the toilet. And then like just above and behind it is the sink.
Just a step stool to the sink.
Yeah, it saves. Oh, gross. It saves space, I guess. And they have safety nets.
I love
it.
I love it.
Like the table.
That way the kids can't touch your food. No food for you, children.
So where's like this is an RV, right?
Yeah, it's an RV.
Is this like a fifth wheel RV or like a drivable RV?
I think it's like a fifth. No, it's got to be drivable. It's drivable.
Yeah, look at these. Let's find out.
Like, it's got like storage compartments.
Okay, so how much is the question? How
Wait,
much?
Wait, can I guess first before we
leave? Oh, here we go. We got a picture
Actually,
of the outside.
No, yeah, no, let's do that.
Yeah, no, so, it's a.
Aiden, how much do you think this thing is?
35,000.
35 G's.
Wait, the
like judging from what we were looking at, that camper. How much do you think it would?
That would be probably closer to 50.
I'm gonna go with 67 G's. Gavin, what do you think?
Yeah, you're.
I'm pretty bad about this thing, but I think since it's designed for a family.
Oh, nobody cares. We're all bad. So.
Probably in between the two of you, like 58 or something like that.
Oh, watch.
58,000? All right.
How much? I don't think they actually have a price yet.
Oh, come on, man.
No, it's a concept.
You had one job.
Oh, my God. Well, so much for
guessing. Okay, so that's kind of cool. I don't know if I'd buy that.
Me neither. I figured we'd start off with something that is like, that's cool, but I don't know if I'd get it myself.
I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't buy that.
You also don't have kids, so.
But I like forts.
Dude, I'm a kid at heart.
Okay,
man.
Okay.
Come on.
The next one is better, trust me.
Okay, all right. So
Open
what's the next one?
Sesame.
Sesame, your key reinvented. So this is a Kickstarter.
Yeah, it's on Kickstarter.
Super made its goal already.
Oh, definitely. It's
Sesame replaces your keys with your phone in seconds. It also fits in on your lock.
Yeah, it fits on your lock.
Without removing or swapping anything. So what the fuck? It looks like an egg timer.
Yeah, it looks like an egg timer. You put it on the lock right here.
Okay,
right?
So you just replace your deadbolt door with...
I think you should put it on top of the deadbolt.
Oh, you put it on the... Oh, and it, like, moves the deadbolt. Oh.
Yeah. And
okay,
it automatically...
like a deadbolt, like, case that you hook up to your phone.
Yeah, and...
That comes in champagne pink, which is the most important thing.
Bang, bang, bang. What do you want from it? And light wood.
And wood.
Ooh, yeah.
Wood. Everyone yeah, wants their door to be solid wood.
The coolest thing about it, from what I heard, is that, what was it? If you don't, it works at any angle, so it doesn't have to be sitting the right, the downward sort of thing.
Yeah, no, three different kinds of doors.
Yeah. All the works doors. For any type of padlock, blah.
Okay, why you need it? Let guests in no matter where you are. You control who has access and who doesn't, and you can change it whenever you want. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Very bachelor pad kind of feel, so people don't need to, like, knock and shit. Just lock the door all the time.
Right here, look at this. If you can't
remember if you lock the door, check your phone from wherever you are, and it'll be like, yeah, you locked that shit.
Or you just lock it yourself.
There
that's
you
interesting.
Cool.
That's a cool idea.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Connect it to the Wi-Fi?
Connect to Wi-Fi, and then you can just check it wherever the hell you want. Because yeah. There's, like, a little, what is that? It looks like a little Wi-Fi extender block. And it Bluetooths to the locking mech, and you just plug it into the wall, and... Fucking forget
Bam,
about this
done.
That's pretty cool. Remote knock. Don't even pull out your phone. A custom knock on your phone or door is enough to open sesame.
Oh, that's my favorite thing.
So you can program in like a secret knock that unlocks the door.
You can finally have
some Freemason shit right now.
You can finally have your own tree horse where no girls are allowed and they've not.
Voice control. Talk to the phone to open the door. Auto lock. Have the door automatically lock as you close it. Battery life will last about 500 days on the lithium batteries that are supplied and sends a notification when you need new ones.
Yeah.
And after all this said and done, you can still use a regular fucking key.
It's so cool. I love it.
That's
military
that's
grade.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
and it's ridiculous.
How much are they asking for one of those?
Yeah, okay. $100? So how much is the Sesame system?
How much do you think? I actually know this one.
$50?
I'd say about $100.
50 and 100?
Yeah.
They got it right here. Package one?
You get one sesame for $99. And that's just the locking thing. That's not the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, with the Wi-Fi one,
with
it's
the
right
Wi-Fi
here.
Thing, it's $149. And that's what they recommend.
You don't need the Wi-Fi thing, though,
no,
right?
No, you can
use your phone automatically through Bluetooth, or you can do the secret knock.
With the Wi-Fi thing, you get, like, all the extras.
Yeah, you
without
can do it from
that, it's basically... somebody needs to be able to have like access, and then they just go up to it on their phone get close.
Yeah,
and
it's so cool.
So because this is on Kickstarter. Let's see the shit here. Like how long? What's
54 days left?
Got?
Let's see if there's any stretch goals first.
Yeah, there's 54 days.
What
left.
Kind of stretch goals would they make for
I
this
don't know.
Thing?
I don't
we'll
know.
We'll make it in blue.
A random color.
Multicolors.
Look how easy it is.
Can
to
I get
install.
A rainbow? Can I get a? Okay, yeah. One. I don't even understand what's happening.
You basically just put it on, and then you pull out a strip, and it's good.
Oh. Oh, wow, yeah, no, that looks really easy.
Yeah.
This is the production. Okay, stretch goals.
Two extra batteries.
Free, it comes with extra batteries. It comes with a free extra cover in the color of your choice now. We need your help to build our open source community. So it's once they hit... Oh, no, they have hit these goals. They have open source community. And they now have voice recognition, and they now have facial recognition. I don't understand. Do we have, like future movie door locks now?
Yeah,
like,
we do.
I can just shove my face into the door, and it'll open.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah,
how
no,
do
look.
How do you open your door? I headbutt it.
100 grand was their goal, and they're
grand,
at 400.
And 403,000 with 54 days to go.
Yeah, they have 400% funded this thing.
Damn.
Yeah, they're good.
Damn.
They're good.
That's pretty cool, though. That's something I could see myself buying.
Yeah, once it's you own just, your own house, though.
Well, no, because you could just take it off when you move.
Yeah, sure.
Too, right? So it's like, I live in a shitty neighborhood, so I'm going to put this on my apartment door. Fuck you guys.
Perfect.
All right, so that's pretty cool, actually.
Okay.
So what's next?
The next one here, it's called Prong iPhone Case.
Prong iPhone Case. Never use another cord again.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's on Indiegogo, so it's another crowdfunding.
Yeah, it looks like it's $50,000 goal, and it's already $61,000, so it's a bit over its goal.
With 25 days left.
15 days left.
25.
Oh, 25.
25 days.
I can't read those numbers from here.
There you go. Okay, so what it is it's like the Mophie cases, right?
Okay, so it's like a case with extra battery.
Yeah, it's a case with extra battery. And, instead of using a cable to plug it into the wall, it's got a fold-out dual-prong thing. It goes like this. Dual-prong.
Okay, so it just has an AC adapter built into the back of the case itself?
Yeah.
So you can just plug the fucking thing into the wall.
Exactly. And it's got its own special case here that works with it separate, and then that way you don't have to always have the battery on it and it'd be clunky.
Okay, so it's like, so there's like a small case, and then there's like the actual charger bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that.
I mean,
it's better than Mophie.
It's cooler than like...
I don't like Mophie.
There you go, that's why you wouldn't buy it. It's cooler than the Mophie in concept, but it's a lot lighter of a case.
Yeah.
That's a cool way to fold the prongs.
Yeah.
It's a lot lighter looking of a case, but it does eliminate the need for the cables, which, oh my god, people lose cables all the time. This is a fantastic idea.
Exactly.
You can still charge it with the micro USB, though.
I have a feeling people are just going to lose this.
How do you lose this? It's either attached to your phone or attached to the wall.
I like the white. The white and red.
People tend
good.
To lose
looks
their
like
phones.
Beats now. The red and white.
That's fair. That's fair. Oh, okay. Limited edition transparent one.
Oh, and you can just see all the crap inside the charger case, like the battery.
Yeah. I have a feeling that's they got like weird. Super lazy and was like, that's, this is limited edition. Yeah, I just didn't want to paint it.
I didn't feel like painting this.
Go away.
I saved money.
Okay, rewards. Oh, this is for actually
you get the cases.
So it's cool. $70 for one of these cases?
Yeah.
Power case for the 6 and the iPhone 5. Oh, no, it's actually $80. $70 is early birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're $80 for these cases. So it's about the same price as a Mophie then.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I love the development cycle.
That prototype looks like a fucking sock.
No, it's a potato.
It's a potato?
It's a potato with an AC outlet on it.
Homebrewed prototype for pocket plug. So they just put an AC plug in a potato and like, make this. Oh my god.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Okay, so that's, it is only for iPhone.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing.
Which would be the first big thing they'd probably have to do to, obviously lots of people have iPhones, but like, that's a big...
You know what?
Big thing. Anybody who has anything but an iPhone just won't want this.
Everyone's switching to iPhone anyways now. You know what Samsung just announced?
Oh my god.
The S6 has no expandable memory.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no removable battery.
They pulled an Apple. And they offer it in like, what is it, 32, 64, and 128 like the iPhone.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they took the Samsung line, they released the Core, and they were all like, sorry, not the Core, the Alpha. They were all like, oh, the Alpha. Some people actually like this? What?
Dude.
Now, get rid of the regular Samsung
watch,
line.
Watch, when you come to work tomorrow, you're going to see all these holes in the walls for me banging my head against the wall. Like, god damn.
No joke, I am never getting an S6.
I'm so glad I picked this up. This
I was pissed when
they
switched with the Note 4 from the charger that they were putting out.
Yeah, no, that was a really weird
That was stupid, I admit.
3.0 for the 5, 3.0 for the 3, and then they switched to Lightning USB 2.0 for theirs.
I don't mind it because I
it's
didn't
fine.
Need 3.0, but
yeah,
like going
but like
back down would be a
back.
Pain in the ass.
Yeah,
yeah, right? Exactly. Because
3.0
right?
has a micro USB
in
side
it.
To it, so
yeah.
you can't just use a regular micro USB. Okay.
There's
so,
absolutely
it's
I don't know if I
bold.
I don't have an iPhone, but like even if I did have an iPhone or this worked with my phone, I don't know that I would get it.
I like it more than Mophie.
I mean, yeah, no, I do like it more than Mophie, but honestly, I've never had a problem with my phone dying on me because I it's charging, and then I get up in the morning and I unplug it, and it's fine for the rest of the day, and then I go home and fucking charge it while I sleep.
Story
I
mean, of my life.
I'm
I
in
don't
the same
understand
boat as
why
yeah.
people run out of batteries unless they're camping, in which case you're camping. Why the fuck do you care about your batteries?
Yeah, emergencies.
Then turn it off in case there's an emergency. Oh my god. Anyway.
They need them to look up their scary stories.
Let's move on from this
bullshit. Continue.
Sure.
Alright, what's next?
Okay, this one's called Pebble Time.
Pebble Time. Awesome smartwatch with no compromise. Holy shit. Oh my god, it just went up. So this is a Kickstarter. Goal of $500,000. It has raised $12 million. And it literally just went up like $4,000 when we switched over to the page.
Yeah.
24 right, what
days
the fuck
left.
Is it?
Okay, so what it is these guys, they were on Kickstarter earlier. They made the Pebble Watch.
Okay.
It's kind of the same idea, except for it was in black and white only, mm-hmm. from what I've heard. And now they came back because it was like, you funded us last time, let's get you to fund us again. Why not?
So is this just like an improvement on their old watch then? Or?
Kind of, yeah. It's a similar idea. It's got color now, and it's got interchangeable watch bands from what I've seen. It's really cool. Look,
I would probably pick this up.
It's a smartwatch that doesn't restrict its users to a specific phone, too, which is cool.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, because what do they have right now? Apple's making theirs, and then there's the Galaxy Gear, which is only for galaxies.
Yeah.
And then there's basically nothing
Motorola made a watch now, actually, that looks like a normal watch.
Yeah, but Motorola doesn't really make very good phones anymore.
if you look on the website, there's a bunch of new ones out there.
Yeah, there's quite a bit.
There's a cool looking ones, actually. I like the Apple ones. I like the way the Apple ones look.
Oh, come on. The iPhone 6 will just bend around your wrist.
Pretty much.
I never let that joke go, and I'm super okay with that.
It's like the one with the picture of like the Dalai Lama's paint. No, not Dalai Lama. The melting clocks.
Oh, yeah.
Salvador Dali. The melting clocks, and then the picture clocks. Of iPhones bending.
Oh, yeah,
like it.
I remember that.
A customer came in the other day, and he's like, I thought the bending of the iPhone was just a joke, and I fell down the stairs and might drop my phone, and it bent. And I was like, oh, my God.
This is why you don't fall down the stairs.
But, yeah, no, so this thing is designed with your wrist in mind, so it's got a curvature to the actual frame of it, too.
Yeah, that's like most watches.
Yeah, and then it's got interchangeable bands, which is really cool.
Yeah. It's cool.
Hey, man, I like my interchangeable bands on my headphones. So.
It's fair. To me, interchangeable bands is like, okay, buy the one that you want, change it, and then fucking forget about it. Or like, oh, mine broke. Okay, I can just replace it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. Yeah. But like, to me, that should be like a default feature.
Mine doesn't.
Like,
my band broke on my freaking Galaxy Gear the one time.
And then how did you replace it? Buy a new Galaxy Gear?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's fucking garbage. That should just be replaceable.
Really cool thing that they have here is how easy the format is. Look, they got the lower button for future, so it's alarms, stuff like the weather coming up.
Shit that's coming up.
Yeah.
And then present for what time is it, what am I doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then...
past, it's got your pedometer, your...
Notifications and fitness shit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's pretty cool.
They have it all set up really nicely.
And it looks really... like, the UI looks really slick on there. It's really simple.
Yeah, it's clean.
And it's brightly colored, too, unlike everything else, which is always, like, on a black background.
It is customizable, though, a lot of them, too.
Does it come in purple?
oh,
it comes in purple.
It has a purple UI.
All right.
How much are they asking
for
this
thing? Now we're getting good. All right. So, place your bets. How much is this fucking thing?
I think, like, $350, $300.
$350. What's the Galaxy Gears go for now?
The Galaxy S is going for both $350 now.
Okay. First generation of Galaxy Gear is, like, $229 right now.
But the first generation?
The new one?
$330. Does anybody know what Apple's going to drop theirs for?
I think...
probably, like, four, because it's that...
four or five.
Four? Okay. Let's call it five, because it's Apple, and they're stupid.
I'm going to assume that these guys are going to want to undercut to make them...
Yeah.
I'm going to go... $200, $250.
I'm going $150.
Being more conservative.
I just want to double check the Apple Watch, actually.
Aiden,
sure.
Aiden, what do you think this one's going to go for, though?
I said about $350.
$350 on like this one, not the Galaxy Gear. This one.
This one, yeah.
Yeah. All right. What are they? $350. Yeah. Exactly.
I will just take a quick note here. Look at this.
See.
Up to 7 days battery life. That's impressive.
Seven days battery life.
7 days battery life. I'm assuming that's like the weird fine print. Oh, 7 days of barrel. Like
up to
standby usage.
Probably. Yeah, but that's 7 days. Mine lasts like two.
That's pretty good.
Two, maybe three.
Use any standard 22mm watch band, water resistant.
Tactile buttons. You like tactile?
Buttons! I miss buttons. Vibrating alarms, step tracking with Misfit and Jawbone. So those are like the fitness bands.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Works with
anything
iOS
on Android.
8 on iPhone 4S and above, and anything on Android 4.0 and above. Which is,
see, this is why I like the Apple design. It looks freaking sleek.
Yeah, the Apple one looks pretty cool, but they're basically trying to make it look like a high-end watch.
Yes.
Reward
$160.
That's not bad.
It's the early bird.
No, that's the early bird. So the actual retail is going to be like $180, but still $180.
Yeah.
I knew they were going to... Wait, no, go back up. The full retail price for Pebble Time will be $200.
There you go.
So, yeah. Like I said, they're going to undercut. They want to get this thing out there, and then they know once they're, like, the big thing.
It does look kind of cheap, though.
I mean,
kind of.
I don't think it looks cheap. I think it just looks really simple, and actually, I like it, honestly.
I'm a fan.
I would probably pick one up.
I don't care for watches because everyone carries a phone that has the right time, and I don't really care for smartwatches, but if I was to get one, this looks like a really intelligent decision.
Yeah.
So
I like my watch.
It's kind of cool. You don't have a smartwatch.
No, but I like my watch. Look,
yeah, it's a watch, though.
If you back it on Kickstarter, you get an engraving on it. Extra special.
Extra special engravings for original Kickstarter backers who support us again. So that's for the people who Kickstarted the original.
If you Kickstarted
the
Pebble.
Was the original a watch as well?
Yeah, it was the original watch. This one's different, though.
Okay, so this one's just better.
Exactly.
Nobody cares about the old one anymore.
Perfect.
All right, that's pretty cool. What's next?
So this one's not really a piece of tech you can buy. Okay. But it's something that's really cool.
Okay.
This guy, he made a gun, a laser gun, of Jinx's zapper from League.
And it, like, pops balloons and shit.
Okay, yeah.
So Jinx's little
pistol.
Pew gun from League of Legends.
Yeah.
He made
a functioning, it condenses laser to such a point where it heats up balloons and pops them.
Laser weapon hobbyist is no stranger to building functioning versions of guns from video games. Recently, he received a number of requests to recreate something from the game League of Legends. The result, the Jinx character's zapper pistol, could be described as electrifying.
Looks steampunky.
Blue and
white
cool. LEDs. Lightning in a jar. Crazy little bulb things.
Yeah.
I
think it's cool.
So yeah, it's like a heavy powered laser pointer.
Exactly.
To the point where it's actually a laser, so it'll heat stuff up.
And he's got a whole website of stuff like this too, though.
Does he take commissions though? That's the big thing. Can people like actually get some of these stuff? Like, does he?
It's got schematics, I think.
I know there's
schematics.
I thought that's what it said. Go cool. up.
Oh, I know. Something on the left just said
no plans.
Flame glove.
Yeah, he doesn't use schematics or
no
blueprints.
Plans, no schematics, no blueprints. Oh, yeah, because he makes these all himself. But the question then becomes...
No, not for sale. No
the flame glove is not for sale. But what about the... Go back to the gun we were looking
but
at.
But the flame gun...
I couldn't actually find it on here, but...
Yeah, it looks like he just makes a bunch of crazy...
Yeah, and some of them are for sale.
His website's called Laser Gadgets.
Yeah, he made Iron Man's gauntlet.
I thought Iron Man's gauntlet shot a missile, though.
It does. And it goes boom.
Well, yeah, no, it's like the tiny missile that's basically a small nuke-type thing.
It's a laser missile. They're cool, is my point.
Yeah, but we can't buy this.
I know,
now
but...
Now it's just like...
Some of their stuff is for sale, and you can't commission them.
Laser watch.
Not for sale.
Certain ones.
Is there like a... Okay, go to the top. Go to the top of the website. Contact. There's contact about... there's just an email.
Patrick Laser Guy.
Patrick? Is that the email?
Yeah.
Patrick Laser Guy?
Yeah.
He made a wrist crossbow.
He made a little wrist-mounted crossbow. All right.
He's got some
so
cool stuff.
So what do we take away from this? What's
Flame Glove!
Patrick... Patrick Wrist Guy. No, sorry, Patrick Laser Guy. Why did I say Wrist Guy? Patrick Laser Guy.
Because Wrist Crossbow.
Is a pretty cool guy, and he knows how to laser. And
he knows
oh,
how
look,
to
he
laser.
Made Cyclops glasses.
Wow.
That shoot lasers.
Of course they shoot lasers.
Yeah, no.
I want that flame glove.
Most of his stuff just says not for sale.
Can we make a flame
see,
glove?
Yeah, he does sell it. He does sell stuff, see?
This one was sold to Wicked Laser.
I can almost guarantee you can commission him to make you stuff.
Probably, but he probably wouldn't make you some of the stuff that he's already made.
Nah.
Just like...
Look at this guy.
Because like you said, he doesn't work on blueprints or schematics. He just sort of makes everything
from scratch.
From scratch. And like, he eyeballs it.
He's got a good working electrician's degree, I take it.
Well, obviously, he lasers...
Lasers.
You can't be dumb and work. Well, actually, you can be dumb and work with lasers, but then you probably die.
I'm not dead yet.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of dangerous in that it doesn't have a lot of uses.
Like, yes, it does. I'm gonna go to the dollar store and be like, "Oh, you're filling up a balloon? Fuck you!
Not in my house."
Oh, like you just, so you're gonna get one of these just so you can make children cry because they'll go, "Oh my god, it's Iron Man!" And then you pop their balloon, and then Iron Man, like they hate Iron Man forever.
Perfect.
Wow.
I'm not Iron Man. I'm Iron Dick. Go fuck yourself.
Iron Dick.
Give him the shaft. The Iron Shaft.
Oh god. See, now it's just going into the realm of pedophilia. Let's move on. Okay, what is this?
Okay. The next one is Pixie. What it is you take these little, like, they look like guitar picks almost. and you just stick them in your wallet or in your tablet case or attach them to your phone sort of thing.
Okay.
Right? They're pretty thin. And what it does is they send off their sort of own like Bluetooth signal, and there's an app on your phone you download, and with the app on your phone, it basically uses your camera and it creates an AR, like with your 3DS, where it shows those 3D versions of cards.
Okay.
It pops up with like a cross or a circle sort of thing in a specific color. If you go like this, it scans the room and finds your stuff that you lost.
So it's like the ultimate key finder.
Exactly.
You can put this thing on anything, yeah. And it'll actually like directly find it for you.
Yes.
Put left behind you. Creates individual kits with matching checklists and get notified when something is not where it is supposed to be.
Yeah.
What is this thing called?
It's Pixie.
Pixie?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And you can get four for like $40.
Four picks for $39.95.
It's not.
That sounds fucking bad. Cool. Not well, bad. The cool part about so there's a camera. So like, yeah, you just go on your phone camera and scan the room.
Yeah, using the app.
Like, bam! Here's an X distance.
Yeah, it tells you exactly where it is. It's like
that's really fucking
your wallet
cool.
is right there.
That's really fucking cool. This is really useful for people who lose shit. Does it go back down? Whisker, somebody put one on their fucking cat so they don't lose their
Where's
cat.
Where's my cat?
Whiskers, where are you?
Squishy needs one for his dog.
Oh, there he is. Oh my god.
The dog jumps the fence every day.
Yeah, no, he should maybe.
Dude,
maybe.
Like, what if your cat gets run over and it's just in pieces and
oh
like,
my god. Just the pick is stuck to the car tire and you're chasing it around town.
That's so dark.
He started it. Oh my god.
You're terrible.
Oh shit, there's my cat's cat. Where's the rest of you?
Where's Whiskers?
Yeah, no. This thing is so cool.
That's really cool. And are they just like sort of stick on? Like they're sticky on one end? Or?
I think that's how it is. I think they're stickers. Or I think they have to slide in.
Scroll down some more. What's it say? Pre-order. Okay, yeah. So they're not done yet.
No.
But you can get a pack of four for $40, and then they cut you a deal if you order more packs.
Yeah.
Scroll up. Does it tell you?
That's pretty cool, though.
Scroll up for a sec.
Yeah, you get $5 off each extra pack you get.
Keep going. No.
But yeah, no, that's really cool. I guess they just sort of stick on to whatever it is or clip on, because like.
What does it say? Mash.
Mashable? Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, they're just like this.
Yeah, it looks like they stick.
They're pretty, like, they are the size of a guitar pick, you're right, but they're pretty big, too. Like,
they're a little thick.
Like, they're decently sized. Like, they're bigger than, like, $2 coins. Like, that's pretty big.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not quite guitar pick size, but it's guitar pick shape, and, like, either way,
there goes that guy's paint job.
That's not bad.
Let's just stick it on my car.
No, he stuck it in his car. What he's looking for was in the car.
I thought I stuck it to his car. I was like, not know where your car is?
No, he put it. It's on his iPad, and his iPad is left in the car. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like,
that's
got
cool.
it on his charger there.
If I'm wondering if like if you're using the compass or the camera to find the item, and like I want to find this, and like turn camera right, like it has like a
little arrow.
Or, like,
that would be interesting.
This way to objective arrow.
I imagine it might.
I would assume so. Either way, that's really fucking cool. So that's really useful for people who lose their stuff all the time.
I thought so.
If I was a person who was disorganized enough that I lost my shit a lot, I would probably do this. But
I think we need them for the source.
I think we're not sponsored by the source though. Source should sponsor us though. yeah, no, like, these would be really fucking cool. Like, I guarantee you people will fucking buy these. Yeah.
I don't mean for the source to sell, I mean for the source to use, because we can never find the scanners.
Yeah, people need to put shit away.
Dude, we should just buy one for each individual pen.
Oh my god. Never lose your pens. How will we put them on pens? They're way too big, and I don't think they wrap around.
Dude, let's just order the big fucking obnoxious pens that are like this.
Oh my god, can we not? How would you lose something that big? How do you lose a pen the size of a small hockey stick?
I don't know. We're pretty freaking retarded.
I don't know, speak for yourself, thank you. I know where my pen is all the time, because my pen, fuck you.
I'm gonna steal your pen, and I'm gonna put it somewhere else, and I'm gonna be like, should've got the Pixie, because you don't know where your pen is.
I'm just gonna punch you.
And then, Then we're gonna get in.
Alright, so
this one we can't kickstart this, but I wanted to bring it up because it's so dope.
Is this
the one Tony
item?
Hawk was using?
We already did six. This is a bonus item.
This is bonus.
This is
oh
a bonus
God.
Item. It doesn't count towards the six of things.
Is this the thing Tony Hawk actually?
Yeah.
The hoverboard.
Yeah.
The quote unquote hoverboard thing.
It hovers.
It does hover, and then it's hilariously difficult to ride. Because people don't understand that hoverboards are not what they think they are. It's literally just, like, big, dumb fans.
These ones are magnets.
These are magnets?
Yeah, you have to put them on, you have to ride specific parks, and they use reverse polarity to hover.
Fucking magnets, how do they work? Yeah, no, that's not what people want, though. People want, when they want a hoverboard, they want to be able to, like, just ride it like a skateboard wherever they want.
Yeah.
I understand the concept of fucking the magnet place. But I also love the idea that if you fall, if you just accidentally go outside of the fucking the magnet skate park, and then it just breaks because you just, it lands on concrete or whatever, and then you just land on top of it and it gets crushed.
You are a jerk.
Wow.
What? Fucking learn to hoverboard.
Exactly. Learn to magnet.
We can't say learn to skate. It's like learn to hover.
On the note of these hoverboards, fucking, Jupiter Ascending had the coolest piece of tech I've ever seen.
The movie?
Yeah.
What do they have?
My cousin got vertigo from the movie.
Yeah. The male character, mm-hmm. who's played by Channing Tatum and is half dog or whatever.
Okay.
Spoilers. He's spliced with dog
DNA.
I'm
a mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
But yeah, no. Actually, that plays into a joke in the movie. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's funny.
Okay.
It's the best joke in the movie.
I'm a Dooman.
But yeah, no. Dooman, he's got these really cool shoes that he just presses.
I love how to show me his cool shoes in a pantomime. You took off your own shoe.
Don't worry about it.
Go on.
He's got these hover, like he's got these controls on his hands sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this dope shield. Not important to this conversation, but
tell me about the shoe.
Okay,
it's the shoes.
He's got these controls on his hands.
Epic.
Right? What it does is he activates them, and then he automatically just lifts off the ground, and it's like the hoverboard, but it's just his shoes. And it doesn't matter how high up he is, he can skate on the air. Like, he rollerblades on the air.
So what you're telling me is this is, like, the Heelys version of a hoverboard.
Yes.
Does anyone remember fucking Heelys? They were super popular for, like, a year and a half, and then everyone was like, Heelys are fucking stupid.
They were always stupid.
Heelys were always stupid.
Someone, I can't remember who, used to do it in KYC, but used to want to punch him for it.
Yeah, no, I remember that kid. So those are the six items.
Always
so
falling down.
We have a very child-friendly RV.
Yeah.
We had the charging case that you just plug into the wall. We had Sesame, the door lock. We had the
new
Pebble Time
Pebble Watch app.
Smartwatch. And then the dude who made the lasers. He makes lasers.
If he could commission stuff, I would take the flame glove.
I don't think he'd commission something he's already made, though.
Yeah,
especially when it's dangerous like that.
Yeah,
if
I think
not,
that was
I would
the reason
definitely,
that one was not for sale.
I would definitely take the Pebble
fucking,
Watch.
And then Pixies.
Pixie, yeah.
Pixies. Okay, so out of all of this stuff, which one would you guys most want? Like, if you could only have one of these things, what would you want?
Probably Sesame. It is kind of like, the other ones are all sort of advancements of things that already exist.
Mm-hmm.
Sesame's kind of really unique in where it is.
Yeah, yeah. Aiden?
I'd probably take the Pebble Watch.
The Pebble Watch?
Yeah, if they make them look a little, like, sleeker, kind of like.
Well, they have interchangeable bands. You can put on an actual, like, $400
gold
care band.
Like, the color, I would like a gold watch.
Oh, like the actual, yeah, because the bands are interchangeable, but not the base watch.
Yeah, see, like.
The face.
I would love a gold face, that'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm sure they'll do that at some point.
You know what, they made an amiibo that's gold.
Oh my god, did they?
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
The Walmart exclusive, there's a Mario amiibo coming out that is, I don't think it's gold-plated, but it is gold.
Oh, it's not going to be real gold.
Oh, with the price amiibos are going for, who cares?
You've got a point. Yeah, no, it's probably just like a golden Mario statue.
Yeah, and they're exclusive to Walmart, and there's a limited supply.
Oh my god.
Well, there's a limited supply. It's an amiibo.
Because Nintendo doesn't know how to think. They make
they don't know how to hardware.
When are they being released?
I can't remember what it was.
I just want to go get my golden amiibo. I don't even fucking play
you don't
Wii U.
Have any of those
don't even care. Don't even care. I'm just going to be like, it's my fucking golden amiibo.
And just keep it.
What's up?
I get a golden amiibo. I'm going to strap it to my belt and use it as a belt buckle.
Here's what you do. Take your golden amiibo, take a pool of thin gold, and gold plate your golden amiibo.
Yeah, so you want the Sesame, you want the smartwatch. I would probably go with the Sesame too, because I can't see myself using a smartwatch because I don't care for them. I can't see myself needing the phone case because I'm intelligent and I charge my phone. I don't like camping, straight up.
I think Pixie was the next best one for me.
I like real camping.
I wouldn't want a Pixie because I don't lose my shit.
It's just nice to know where everything is at a glance, though.
If I had to... Alright, so the bottom line is my top six. So I would want Sesame first and foremost. If I could get a cool laser thing out of Laser Guy, I would get a laser thing. I would probably want Pixie, just in case, right? Yeah. Again, I don't feel like it's something I'd ever use, but you never know. Then probably Camper, and then I'd rather have a smartwatch over a charger case, so bottom one for me is going to be the charger case. Fucking, I know how to charge my phone.
Yeah. Way to do a slight advancement of something that exists.
And then that you shouldn't need anyway, because you should just be intelligent.
What about you, Aiden? What order is yours?
I'd probably go, if he could commission shit, laser stuff. Flame glove.
Okay, we know you can't get the flame glove.
But I want the flame... See, that's the only reason. I just want the flame glove.
But it says on his site he won't do that.
I don't give a fuck.
Maybe he'll make a different flamethrower.
If he did.
So, if he did, that would be your number one. But if not, what would you do? Would you do Laser Guy for number one then?
No. Do the watch.
The watch? The Pebble Time?
Okay, so Pebble Time.
Okay, so Pebble Time's your number one.
Then probably... Patrick Laser Guy.
Patrick Laser Guy.
That's the best email ever. Probably the Sesame. Then the RV.
The RV.
What else was
for
there?
For when you do her.
Okay. Pixie and Prong.
Okay, yeah, the Pixie would be next, and then...
Then Prong?
Prong.
Yeah, the Prong. All right, what about you, Gavin?
Mine would definitely be Sesame.
Yeah. No, the Sesame seems really cool, and I can see it just being something I would use.
Yeah.
Right? Especially if you just have, like, if you're a bachelor and you just have people coming and going whatever, right?
Yeah, or if
just, you have oh, hey, Steve, you want to come over? All right, fucking sweet. Steve already has the code to my door on his phone.
Exactly. Or if you're anything like that, says I always have thought wanted to have, which is, like, 5-bedroom house. 5 of my friends.
Exactly. Yeah. If you have multiple roommates, like, all right, nobody has a problem losing their keys anymore because it's just on your phone.
That'd be super
useful.
But yeah, no.
So Sesame's your
Sesame's my one. And then I think I'd go Pixie just because I like the idea. Mm-hmm. Even if I don't use it, it is one of the coolest ideas I've seen.
Yeah. It's a really unique idea on the whole, oh, I lost my phone. Push a button and now I can find it. It's like, it's the clearest one. It's got more to it than that.
Exactly.
You can make a double check list on it. And it's like, is all this shit in my bag? No? Fuck, where is it?
Wait, did you say I lost my phone?
No, well, if you...
You need a second...
I can't use Pixie to find my phone!
Shit.
I didn't even know that. Oh my God.
Use a tablet. It's probably fine.
Probably,
yeah, but... what if you only have, like, one device and you lose your device and it's like... shit.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. I didn't think of that, right? If you lose your phone that you have Pixie on, you can't use Pixie.
Whose phone isn't in their pocket all the time, though?
People who lose their phones and need Pixie!
Pixie is not for the phone losers, it's for the everything else.
Excuse me, customers where it's like, this is my fifth phone. I need a new one because I broke it or I lost it in the snow.
Trust me, we're not talking about him here.
All right.
I wasn't talking about him.
Okay.
But yeah, no. So mine would be Sesame, Pixie, then Pebble Time, just because I like my smartwatch and I'd probably get a new one.
Okay.
Probably the lasers because I don't have kids. Then kids, then Pong.
Lasers because I don't have kids that I have to worry about lasering themselves. Okay.
I don't have to worry about shooting.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our top six. Now... bonus question, not about the hoverboard, fuck that. If you guys could get something...
Flame glove!
Out of... Shut up! Let me finish the question. If you guys could get any new thing, anything unique out of Patrick Laser Guy, like you could get him to make you any laser-based thing that you wanted, what would you want him to make? Gavin. I know, this is an annoyingly tough question, because lasers...
These
are super cool. I'm pretty sure I kind of know your answer.
Portal gun.
Oh, maybe not. Okay.
Portal gun.
Portal gun. It just shoot cool. like a ring of laser.
Yeah.
So it would just sort of project a portal on a wall.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
What about you, Aiden?
Aiden, you cannot say flame glove, and I'm going to tell you two reasons you can't say flame glove.
It doesn't use lasers.
Number one, it does not actually use lasers at all. And number two, that's already been made. Stop taking something else from something to somebody else. What do you want Patrick Laser Guy, I'm calling him Paul Laser Guy, Patrick Laser Guy to make you?
Oh, shit.
Anything with lasers. Like, think of your favorite movie that has, like, a laser thing in it.
I just want a huge-ass, like, plasma gun, but it shoots a laser instead.
Plasma gun yeah. that just fires, like, a big laser.
He wants a Spartan laser.
Yeah.
Spartan laser.
There we go. You want a Spartan laser?
Let's fucking make a Spartan
That's
laser.
That's a really thick laser. Yeah. I don't know if we'd be able to pull it off, but I'd love to see that.
Yeah. Especially, well, he's got such a huge case to put it in. He could do it.
Dude, I could just mount it on top of my car, open the sunroof, and just be like, pew, pew, motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Just blinding people.
You're gonna cause so many accidents.
Some guy's driving, shoot it into his mirror.
Jesus. I'm legally blind.
Okay, wow.
Okay, Spencer, quick question. Okay. What did you think I was going to do?
I thought you were going to ask for, like, a sonic screwdriver. Those have lasers coming out of them, don't they?
Not really. No, they just light up. They light
I
up.
Don't watch Doctor Who. You watch Doctor Who.
Spencer, knock, knock.
Oh, my God, no.
Who's Doctor Who?
I'm not using this. That's the whole point.
Who?
Don't start this bullshit. I know.
Exactly.
Shut up,
okay.
Kevin. Get out
so,
of here.
So, I could get anything for Patrick Laser Guy, though. I would get him to make me the Bloodberry. That's the name of the Beam Katana from No More Heroes.
Oh my God.
And here's why. Because if I asked for a straight up lightsaber, that won't
it's
work.
It's physically impossible.
Because the lightsaber just stops on nothing.
Yeah.
Whereas the design of the Beam Katana, it actually has like a crazy antenna that extends and caps the laser. So I could actually probably get that. And that, like, out of all of them, that one's the simplest, and that one would work, because there are some that don't have caps on them.
Most important question. Would you want him to put one of those batteries that you have to shake to work?
Oh my God.
So you could, like, in-game, we have to beat off to get it.
Just put a shake weight charger in my Bloodberry? Of course I would!
Did you see the new watches that Pornhub had?
I don't want you to finish this.
Did you hear Pornhub's latest statistics list?
Oh, yes. Is that about 50 Shades of Grey?
No, they just released a statistics list. It's like, anyone over the age of 60 types in really hot grandma. Oh, has their biggest search.
Wow.
No, but anyway, there's this watch where you do this,
I don't,
and it charges your phone.
Oh my, what?
It takes like a portable battery.
See, we don't even need to explain that psych egg at all, because it's pretty obvious what Aiden was just doing.
I saw this on Facebook.
So, I think that's good enough for today. Thank you all for listening to our podcast. Stop jerking off the mic. Stop. Thank you all for listening to the first episode of our podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll probably see you guys in about 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
As a final note, comment down below what you'd get Patrick Laser Guy to make.
Oh my God.
Flame
glove. What do you guys want from Patrick Laser Guy? Perfect.
Okay. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.